Coming down the pike next, it's the Bathrop Spears Broadside Show for December 19th, 2024. And this is a flashback to September 15th, 2005. And those days, they were putting in new change machines on Pacific Avenue with, it seemed to me, the specific intent, though I don't have a paper trail to prove it, of establishing no sit and no peaceful spare changing zones and no tabling zones around a 50-foot radius at the center of which the old Metro Center and is now a whole new series of frightening gentrifications. In any case, you're going to hear me going on at length about that, the removal of benches, criminalization laws put in by the city council to giving the police greater powers to criminalize the homeless downtown and to move them along, move them out, and disperse groups of young homeless and politically motivated people concerned about the, just the right to have street life in Santa Cruz. Here, a city council oral communications period where residents of the San Lorenzo Park apartments, I don't know what they're called, but they were the apartment buildings that are across from San Lorenzo Park, were complaining about homeless folks camping, sleeping, partying in San Lorenzo Park. Most of the show is taken up, or a large part of it, with a long interview with Richard Quigley, now dead, who was a bike helmet activist and a sort of a, I don't know how famous a figure he was and in what quarters he was, but he was famous in my book, and he was worth listening to. He Quigley regarded himself as a fan of the police in many ways, but he didn't like police abuse, and he spoke out about it. And he was punished as well, as you will hear in this interview. You're going to hear some SAFE artists, Society for Artistic Freedom and Expression, a group that went out to challenge the anti-homeless, anti-performer, anti-musician laws, since the laws couldn't be written as anti-homeless laws. They had to be written constricting everyone and establishing largely forbidden areas and restricted times for everyone downtown who came in and didn't have some sort of a permit, and there was no permit process available for people at that time either. You'll get to hear more from, you'll hear some original street music, you'll hear some singing of the famous Huff anthem, Downtown, or I should say, certainly a song I like, which is Petula Clark's Downtown with homeless lyrics. And then we had some discussion with Chris Brazda about his latest antics and what he was suffering under in terms of police and psychiatric pressure. And there's more. There's Thomas Levitt. There's a discussion of the censorship of Becky on indie media, which was an issue for some of us at that time. Becky Johnson is an activist who's moved away from Santa Cruz, but who wrote extensively and operated very intensely as a supporter and defender of the rights of poor and homeless people. She's also, unfortunately, I don't know if I'd call her a Zionist, but she certainly had a lot of sympathies with the abusive practices of the Israeli government. And that made her a persona non grata in some quarters, and I certainly didn't have a shared opinion with her, but I believe she should have had a perfect right to speak. And people should have respected her other work, and many did not. They chose to tar her with that one brush. There's more, but listen and you'll hear it, and perhaps enjoy it. And as I always say, learn from it and compare it with what's going on now, and learn some tips on how to possibly contest the bad things that are going on now with strategies evolved in earlier days. you can take a look, or in this case, but listen.